The plan would prohibit governors from using their veto pens to stitch together parts of two or more sentences to create a new sentence. Governor Jim Doyle used that power in this year's budget to let local governments raise property taxes more than the legislature would have allowed. Former Governor Tommy Thompson also used the power extensively, and Madison Democratic Senator Fred Risser sued unsuccessfully to stop him. Risser has been a longtime advocate of scaling back the governor's veto power. He called this plan a step in the right direction, but said it's not perfect.
Even with this amendment, the governor in this state has probably one of the strongest veto powers in the United States.
While Risser ultimately supported the plan in committee, the lawyer who helped him sue former Governor Thompson in the early 90s says this proposal does more harm than good. Madison attorney Fred Wade says the partial veto should be taken away altogether. Wade says anything less forces voters to accept that governors have the power to make laws the legislature did not approve.
It's really a line between dictatorial power and democracy. And if you view it that way, this is really not half a loaf. It actually confirms dictatorial power, or the continued exercise of dictatorial power.
Senate Democrats held this plan up for most of the year, saying it was unfair to change the rules for any governor in the middle of a term. But the proposal as it stands now would do just that. If approved by the full Senate, it would go before voters next spring. If they sign off, it would give the governor less leverage in his next budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.